Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
To move our criminal justice system into the direction of the 21st century.
His special directives that he's enacted has given criminals kind of a get-out-of-jail-free card.
We need to use science and data in order to address public safety, but violent crime.
His data and science is completely flawed.
Nobody's safe in Los Angeles because of District Attorney Gaston.
You will see that not only have I enhanced public safety.
Don't get that name on my face. That's a chap right there.
I am absolutely outraged at the lies that Mr. Gaston is spewing.
He has no business implementing laws of his own personal choice, which we voted against.
We've done so in a way that is much more both physically and socially responsible.
Not only is he breaking the law, but he is not doing what he is supposed to do as a district attorney, and that is protect his victim.
He is in the wrong office. He should have been a public defender.
He's voted in. He can be voted out.
Celebrating us going home on this Gaskin direct.
Crime is at a historic low in this nation, a historic lows in the state.
That's a bunch of baloney to me.
And now, for an update on the recall of L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon, here's John and Ken.
Yes, and it's the best update of all. They submitted the signatures to the L.A. County Registrar of Voters, 717,000 of them. Thank you. Which they needed about 568,000. So they have well more than a 20% cushion. So this should happen. But we'll wait and see, because you can't trust anybody counting petitions in L.A.
Yeah, I wouldn't
County.
Call this the best news of all, because we don't have it on the ballot yet. But this was obviously a significant move towards that. But
So far, so good. Let's get Eric Siddall on. He's vice president of the Association of Los Angeles Deputy District Attorneys.
And they had a big event today in Norwalk at the L.A. County Registrar of Voters, where they brought in all the signatures to officially turn them over.
Eric, how are you?
I'm great. I'm hopeful about the future of Los Angeles now.
So you think we've got enough here?
Look, we have 717,000 signatures, as you guys reported. That is an enormous number. That is an historic number. So I'm hopeful that we are able to get every single signature counted and that the registrar's office does the right thing. I think we have a significant cushion. I have to tell you, my hat is off to the recall committee. They have done an amazing job. you know, that's, I mean, think about it, 717,000 individual signatures of people who are fed up with the district attorney. I bet you if you went back 3 years ago, you couldn't get 100,000 people to know what that knew what the district attorney does. Now you have 717,000 Angelenos who want the district attorney recalled. They want it on the ballot. They want to stop the chaos. And you gentlemen are very much partially responsible, or actually very much responsible for the fact that we got so many signatures, because you guys have been telling the truth to Angelenos about what is going on in Los Angeles under George Gascon.
Well, there's like a story every week or so from this guy's office about how he's handled these cases in horrendous fashion. Of course, the big one from more recent, which is the killing of the two El Monte police officers by a guy that just skated by with a strike on his record. Gascon, if he does go down, has contributed to his own demise with his directives.
Right. And, you know, that's the other thing that we have to remember, is that there's been a lot of lives lost because of this man's policy. He has been an absolute, complete, and utter failure in terms of his approach to criminal justice. It is not reform. All it is protecting the most violent criminals, giving them an opportunity to continue to victimize innocent Angelenos. And I think that, you know, that what we saw today is a breath of fresh air, a sign that there's new hope, that there's a new direction that Los Angeles wants to take. And, you know, we need to take that opportunity, but we also need to make sure that our registrar's office does their job. They do it correctly. They don't try to, you know, put their thumb on the scale. And we want every single signature counted. We want to make sure that the voters have their chance to be able to recall the DA.
How do you monitor the petition counting?
So the campaign will be, you know, very rigorous in terms of making sure that they don't unnecessarily throw signatures. You know, there's a couple steps in this process. The election code says that there has to be a 5% sampling, and I don't want to get too much into the weeds, but that 5%, we're not able to control what petitions they select. So that's kind of, you know, it's random, but you know, I'm hoping that we rely on math and we don't rely on politics.
So they do a 5% sampling, and what kind of clearance rate would convince them that the 5% sample is enough and they could just approve of the recall vote?
Well, it's not going to sound right because the way the election code is written, but it has to be somewhat over 100% verification rates. But it doesn't really mean an actual 100%. So, look, the bottom.
You're
line
right. I don't understand that.
Right. Exactly. That's why I don't want to get too much into the weeds about this. But I think what's going to happen is the 5% sample will happen. And what they'll determine is that every single vote or every single signature needs to be counted. And it's going to take about 30 working days for them to do that. And then after that, the Board of Supervisors does more of a ceremonial vote where they decide when the election is going to happen. And if everything goes to plan, most likely this is going to be a special election on the ballot.
So we're talking after the regular November election, maybe in what, December, January, or even later than that?
December, January. I think that's the more prudent call to make at this point. It's going to, you know, it will be a single issue. Do we recall the DA? And if he's recalled, who do we replace him
Most
with?
Of the county supervisors are Gascon fans. They're anti-police. Can they do anything to delay this significantly or muck up the process?
There's very little that they can do to delay it. I mean, this is all done by statute. And, you know, look, we have there are people in the Board of Supervisors who are very good. Catherine Barger comes to mind as someone who I think will keep everyone honest. So I'm hopeful she will. And I, I have zero reason to believe that she won't. So, I think we will get this on the ballot, and we will see the recall of George Gascon if it comes on the ballot, because, again, I think you look at his unfavorables. Everyone knows him. No one likes him.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you suspect he will change his behavior at all? Because so far he's been stubborn, and he hasn't given an inch. I mean, even with the two cops getting killed in El Monte, he had very little to say about that particular case when we found out that he was responsible.
Except who knew the guy wasn't violent? No. Nothing in his background indicated he was a violent person. We're sorry.
You know, remember, he did give the officers his thoughts and prayers.
Sure.
You know, what I would love it for him to do is keep his thoughts and prayers to himself and actually do his job.
Right. I mean, do you foresee him trying to pull a Hail Mary and suddenly reversing a lot of his policies and trying to be more conciliatory publicly?
Look, if you listen to him on the press, his interviews recently, you would think that he's this crime-fighting DA who's actually really interested in putting away violent criminals. I mean, he's trying to do a major facelift to his public image. But we know what he's done, and we know that his policies have contributed to violent criminals getting out and killing the best example is the two El Monte police officers. That is 100% on him. It's his policies that resulted in the death of the two officers, and he owns that one, and he will always own that one. I don't care what type of plastic surgery he's been engaged in to try to change his public image. We all know what this man stands for, and he stands for making sure that violent criminals are no longer held accountable by the criminal justice system.
All right, Eric, thank you very much for coming on once again. We appreciate it. And your
great
efforts,
work.
Too. Yeah, your efforts, too, have been wonderful in all of your public appearances on this.
And hopefully we'll have a whole campaign coming up this fall.
Let's hope.
To get him officially driven out of office. All right, thanks a lot, Eric Sedol. And he's Vice President of the Association of Los Angeles Deputy District Attorneys. And
They were a big part of the effort to get this recall on the ballot. It's not a done deal yet, apparently. There's a spokeshole for the L.A. County Registrar's Office who has spoken to the El Segundo Times. His name is Michael Sanchez. And they haven't made a decision yet as to whether or not they're going to look at every signature or they're going to do a random sample. He said the state's elections rules do permit them to examine just a random sample of the forms. They said they will finalize their methodology for validating the signatures after they receive the petition forms that the campaign used to collect signatures. In other words, they wanted to wait till today, till they're all turned in, and they have all these boxes lined up, and then they can make a decision.
My memory, my understanding of this is you can do the 5% sample, and then if you have a really high approval rate, then you can not bother with the other 95%. If it looks like, that this number is so good out of the 5%, it's likely that the rest of the batch will have the same.
Now, what if you have a bad validation rate?
Well, then you've got to do the whole.
You got to look at every signature?
Yeah.
Or will they just say, all right, that means the rest of them probably already could either.
Yeah, I don't know if that's happened. I don't know if they've ever had, because usually if you go through the process of meeting the required number of signatures, you have a good haul in there. It may not be, exactly the target, but it's usually, in the neighborhood.
The soonest the recall election could take place is November 8th. That's when we have the general election. L.A. city mayor, county sheriff, city council, and, of course, the national midterms. The latest it could be, if this qualifies, would be January of next year. This story mentions at least two people. Deputy D.A. John McKinney has already said he's interested in being a recall vote replacement for Gascon. And it does mention Jonathan Hatami, who's been in our show many times. He was one of the first, I think, we spoke to publicly.
I think we've had McKinney on, too, and he's on TV a lot.
Yeah, these two are the two names being mentioned. They also put Steve Cooley's name in the mix, but he hasn't obviously committed to possibly running to once again be L.A. County D.A. But it'll be around the first week of August. We'll find out. Now, there's going to be a quiet period while we wait for the 30 days here. And trust me, the county registrar wouldn't announce anything before pretty much the whole 30-day deadline. That's probably just the way they work. So we probably won't find out until the beginning of August whether or not this is going to qualify for the ballot. But as I said, somewhere between 15 to 20% of signatures are generally rejected. So they have just enough of a margin, even if they get 20% thrown out. If it's more than 20%, then we got to start asking questions. John, maybe you can go down there in your free time and watch them do this.
Yeah, I don't trust them. I mean, why would you trust them? Usually, government protects government. And this is always a
murder. Oh, they don't like recalls. Now, this guy's not elected. He's appointed by the Board of Supervisors, this registrar. But most people in political office do not like recalls for obvious reasons. Mm. It could affect them being recalled.
Yeah. And there's a lot of pressure to make petitions disappear.
Now, so. All right. As soon as we return, you will have a shot at some money. The final keyword of the day to enter at the website is coming up next. That we'll talk about, of course, the shooting and the news from Illinois today.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
Looks like it was a Zoom court appearance for this Bobby Cremo III in Illinois. This is Highland Park, the scene of the mass shooting on July 4th that killed 7 and injured over 30. The news that came out today is that he did confess. He was read his rights, but he told them outright that he did this. And we also learned that after he escaped from the scene dressed as a female, he got in his mother's car and he drove to Wisconsin and he thought about attacking another 4th of July parade in Madison. That was apparently his idea, but he just did not end up doing that. And he drove back to Illinois where they did catch him because by then they knew who they were looking for.
So if he's confessed, are they skipping a trial?
Don't know.
And did they have executions in Illinois?
I don't think.
I mean, could we get rid of them by Friday, maybe?
You know, I don't know. I wanted to say no, but I because there's been no recent that I can think of. But I'd have to look that up as to whether or not that's even possible. Records show he purchased 4 weapons in 2020, an AR-15 type that he used in the attack, and 3 others, including a shotgun. And then in 21, he bought a Glock 43X pistol.
Oh, they abolished the death penalty 2 years ago.
They
ten
did. Year,
10 years ago.
Oh, 10 years ago.
10 years ago. Oh, so this guy gets to live. Isn't that great?
No, put him in Texas. Take him to Texas.
Yeah, really. They ought to kidnap him, drag him into Texas. Oh, he's going to live. So the Illinois taxpayers are going to have to pay for this guy. He's 22, 21?
21.
So 60 years worth of meals and toiletries.
This man apparently was obsessed with the number 47. As you know, there is an AK-47 assault rifle. The date this happened was the reverse of that 7-4.
Yeah, right.
He has a character name in one of the games he plays, Hitman. Nice. Agent 47. There are actually video clips of Cremo, his avatar, playing a game where he shoots from a rooftop.
It is just astonishing how completely ill-equipped we are to handle these whack jobs. We just stand and stare at him, and then after he kills a whole bunch of people, we parse all the clues. Ooh, look, he was into the number of 47, and then if you reverse the date, it's 7-4. Look at that. Ooh, that's why he did it, because it was 47, 7-4, you get it? I was like, oh, I mean... He put out so much indication that if you were going to look at 10,000 people, you'd pick him probably number one. You know, go through 10,000 people in Highland Park. Number one guy who would pull off a wild shooting like this.
Now, I don't know what the population of Highland Park is, but it's a pretty good guess. He was the most dangerous person out there that was probably going to do something like
that. And they all show it. And we know the patterns now. For 25 years, we've seen the same pattern. Isn't it fascinating that we just stand and stare? And the guy was able to buy 5 guns, and he was able to withstand two times the police came over the house. Seriously, because he was threatening to kill himself and then threatening to kill everybody in this family. And it's just absolutely fascinating that everybody, the whole infrastructure of the town, the police, the parents, the school, you know, the neighbors, the friends, everybody, all the people who looked at his weirdo rap videos and his weirdo writings and drawings and everything, everybody just stared at it all these years. I just...
Well, you should see the... there's a picture of the, like, the Zoom of him on the Zoom. He does look like an ugly woman. He really is like a slender, small guy, and he has this weird, long, look like a wig on his head. His father, of course, is under scrutiny, and his father has his own attorney because his father sponsored the shooter when he went first to purchase a weapon because he was under the age of 21. And the father's lawyer is saying, oh, the father didn't know about that 2019 allegation that he was going to stab everybody in the family. And
Oh, that's nonsense.
He doesn't know anything about those knives. It turns out those were his father's knives.
They're all lying now. They're all so ashamed and embarrassed by what went on that they're just lying. Oh, I didn't know. Really? That's not possible. In fact, the town's 30,000 people. And you're running for mayor.
It's not very big. Yeah.
You ran for mayor once, so you're politically connected, right? You're probably one of the do-gooders in town. Probably joined all the clubs, right? The Elks Club or the Lions Club or the Chamber of Commerce. You know, he runs a business in town. He probably goes to, you know, the Chamber of Commerce meetings or the local business association. I'm sure he knows all the cops, all the politicians, the councilmen. I think that's why the kid got off. I think that's why the kid was not arrested and prosecuted for what
he was
doing.
Yeah, we think that's what happened. Yeah. That they came to the house because somebody called 911, and then everybody decided after they got there, I'm talking about the family and probably the father, we'll take care of this.
There's almost 30,000 people in Highland Park, so it's pretty small.
There is a 21-year-old former coworker of Cremo's that is telling the Daily Mail that apparently he showed an interest in her and she turned him down. We didn't date, but I know he liked me. I told him no, we can be friends. Then she deleted his messages and stopped talking to him, and she thinks if she had reached out anymore, maybe he wouldn't have killed people.
No, she would have gotten killed.
She would have gotten killed.
She would have been the first one. He would have stopped at her house and killed her and then gone on to the parade. None of these guys have girlfriends.
Well, there's the glass half empty.
Why would any girl date a guy like that? He doesn't even look like a guy. He doesn't even look human. He's like this weird.
And what are the things you're interested in, Bobby? Oh, I love mass murders. I study them all.
You're gonna go out.
Video games where I shoot people.
Yeah. Mm. Spends all day on video games, makes weird rap songs and videos about shootings. Makes drawings about shootings, is online writing with other sicko wannabe whack jobs, discussing shootings, going through the history of the shootings. What's your favorite shooting? How about those Columbine guys? How about that guy in Texas? How about the guy in Buffalo? This is all they do. Of course he doesn't. And his parents probably gave up years ago. The mother's insane. The dad is insane, too. The dad actually thinks it's a good idea to get his kid some kind of gun license card to sponsor him so he could buy guns.
The dad was pretty excited, apparently, on Twitter a few weeks ago over the Supreme Court ruling on guns. So he's a big Second Amendment guy, so he probably wanted his son to get one.
I'm amazed how much time is wasted with people arguing all this minutiae. It's like, well, we got to have background checks. Well, he went through 4 background checks, passed them all. What's next? Yeah. Red flag laws. Okay, well, they had strict red flag laws. Well, you know, we have to ban AR-15s. You know what? In Highland Park, Illinois, they did ban AR-15s. It was illegal for him to do that. It was illegal, and he did it anyway? Yes. Guess what? Murder's illegal. Mass murder's even more illegal. So mass murder's illegal. Single murders are illegal. Having an AR-15 is illegal. He committed all the crimes anyway. In fact, you know, he shot another 35 people on top of the ones he killed. What do people do? Instead, he's walking around with all kinds of tattoos on his face and on his neck and making the crazy videos. And
he's a rapper.
He's a rapper. He's a rapper.
He was apparently obsessed with a Hitman video game, and the main character is Agent 47. So there you go.
You know what?
He even wore the same red tie and jacket.
I'm sorry. Everybody's standing around Highland Park going, oh, how could this happen here? This happened here because you all didn't give a crap. None of you ever expended any energy to intervene in this guy's life. That's why this happened. Because you all stood there for 22 years while this guy developed into this crazed freak in front of your eyes.
All right, we got more coming up.
Johnny.
Day after tomorrow, during this very hour, 5 o'clock, we'll be joined by the Moist Line folks. You still have some time to get a call in there and be a part of it. Use the iHeartRadio app. There's a microphone you can use to connect with the show. Leave your message. Or call 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. The other big mass shooting that occurred before the July 4th horror in Illinois was the Uvalde, Texas mass shooting, which killed over 20 people. The news never gets any better. Apparently, the latest report is that a Uvalde City police officer armed with a rifle spotted the shooter before he entered the school, had him in his gun sights, but waited for permission. By the time he made the call to get permission, the shooter had already entered the school building.
Well, and there you go. That's another one.
You got a guy with a gun heading into a school, you shoot him.
Why?
That's all there is to it.
Why is there so much fear?
There can't be any good reason he would go in there other than to kill people.
Why is there so much fear of taking action? This is like a whole national malaise of some sort.
And by the way, he had already opened fire outside the school, in case you forgot. After he crashed his car, he was shooting at some funeral home workers.
So the cop already heard the gunshots.
Yes, it says here the officer would have heard gunshots and reports of gunshots.
All right, so
would have observed an individual entering the school building armed with a rifle. That would have been reasonable cause to take him out.
And he choked, is what he did.
He called for permission.
He choked. He called for permission. Do you know we did that with Osama bin Laden?
We called for permission?
Yes. Clinton was told that...
talking about the original one.
The original Osama bin Laden, before he had the planes crash on 9/11, our military had him in their sights. And they wanted to get approval from the White House. And Clinton started checking with lawyers. And the lawyers said, well, maybe you shouldn't do that. It was almost like an assassination. Maybe that isn't cool under international agreements or protocol or whatever. So they pulled back and they didn't kill him.
Oh.
You have to be decisive in life. You just have to take the risk and do the right thing. Nobody was going to charge that cop with a crime once they found out that this guy had these massive plans.
Meanwhile, in Russia, the trial is underway for WNBA star Brittany Griner. Just before Russia invaded Ukraine, she was detained at an airport near Moscow. They say that she had vape cartridges containing hashish oil in her luggage. That can come with up to 10 years in prison. Did you see, John, the statistic on the acquittal rate in the Russian courts? It is 1%.
Mm-hmm. No, she's...
I'd say they just always get the right guy, don't they?
They're very good at that. Well, she did have the drugs on her. You just can't do that.
Well...
I just don't have a lot of sympathy. How about you don't bring the hashish oil to Russia? I mean, wouldn't common sense tell you that? Would you pack that? Who would pack drugs in the bag to Russia?
Well, maybe she didn't consider that.
How do you drugs?
It wasn't cocaine or heroin.
How do you not consider it? I don't even want an aspirin when I go traveling to foreign countries. I'm serious.
She probably traveled there before because she plays as part of the teams. They have to play in Europe because they don't make much money in the WNBA.
I am completely paranoid. I know at airports, especially go to foreign airports, they got all kinds of dogs. They have mean guys who are not bound by the U.S. Constitution. They can rip open your bags. They can have your the dog sniffing your crotch. You don't know what they're going to do, and you've got nobody to appeal to. That's the thing. You get in a foreign country, people think if you call the consulate or the embassy or something, you're going to get help. All they can do is give you a recommendation for an English-speaking lawyer. They can't do anything to get you out, clearly. All right, this woman has been begging the Biden administration for months. It hasn't gotten anywhere.
Well, they think the best shot is to make a prisoner swap. So that prisoner would likely be the Merchant of Death. That's his name, his nickname. His name is Victor Boot. He's a convicted arms dealer. That might be who the Russians would be looking for in a prisoner swap. We don't like doing this. It's not all that common, but it does happen before. This man was apparently, he was a translator in the Soviet Army before he started an air freight company that transported tens of millions of arms. He supplied his big days from the 1990s and early 2000s. He sent it off to militias and rebels in conflicts throughout the world.
He's a really bad guy. Yeah, maybe it's a good idea also to read a newspaper. If you see that Russia is about to invade Ukraine and we're going to be involved, don't expect kid glove treatment. I mean, we're trying to help kill Russian soldiers by the thousands. We're spending tens of billions of dollars helping to kill Russian soldiers with our equipment. You think Putin is really in the mood to do us a favor and let a basketball player out? Because I see they had like 1,200 people sign some kind of petition.
Asking for her release. And of course, in this nation of woke, she's a black lesbian woman.
Oh, it says here, NBC News, which is one of the wokest. It was signed by women described in the letter as intersectional and intergenerational. But the hell knows what that means, intersectional. Okay. But seriously, how about you don't bring drugs to foreign countries? How about you pay attention to see if the country is involved in some sort of massive international war where we'd be on the other side?
10 years, though, honestly.
We locked people up in this country for years and years for drug crimes.
It's hashish oil. It's not drug crimes.
Well, but the hashish is an illegal drug.
There has
drug.
To be some sort of logic that takes over here and doesn't judge this.
Look, if I'm going to a country and they say salt and pepper are illegal, I'm checking to make sure there aren't any stray packets in my bag. You're because they're not rational people. You go to Russia. Russia is the most oppressive society, one of the most oppressive in the world. Can't KFI. They're not going to say, oh, that's okay. We understand. It's just a sheesh oil. It's not a big deal. Right. It's not a big deal here. There, it's a big deal.
Well, but is it? Or are they just doing this because it's an American?
Well, go back to my point number two.
Let's take a look at the Russian convictions for hashish oil and see if they all got 10 years.
But that's what I'm saying, though. You can't trust foreign governments. I never trust a single foreign government. I don't care if I'm in Canada. I always assume that there's hundreds of laws that I don't understand that are unfair, will be arbitrarily enforced, that I have no rights because I'm not a citizen of their country, and maybe the citizens in that country don't have any rights. There are countries I don't even want to visit. Like, I don't ever want to go to China anymore. Because look at them. It's the government's crazy.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken Caffeine.
All right, the number we learned is 717,000 signatures collected for the recall of L.A. County D.A. George Gascon. That's a good number. That's a pretty good cushion. They need about 567,000 to qualify this for an election. So we hope for the best, but we're going to have to wait about 30 days to find out. Maybe the first thing we need to find out is whether or not they do the sampling or they do review every signature. Another longtime aide to old Joe is leaving. The White House Communications Director, Kate Bedingfield, has announced that she is leaving shortly. She wants to spend more time with her husband and young children. Now, whenever you see that, you know what it means.
I have a husband? I have young children? Really?
It's a great standby. No one can criticize you for that.
I should spend more time. Hey, this is a sinking ship. So maybe I should spend more time with my, what do you call him, husband? Huh, you have a name?
She's been with Biden since he was Obama's vice president, and she was a key strategist on the 2020 campaign. So the rats are...
Yeah, they are. It's over.
Slowly but surely...
There's less than 4 months or about 4 months now till Election Day. And then after that, he's got zero power. He'll be a lame duck. He'll have a
hostage. If it's a wipeout for the Democrats, you're right.
Yeah. Well, the Republicans are definitely going to get the House. So that
I know. I was going to say, what happens with the Senate? I know there's not every seat is up for grabs. So.
No. It's like
I read that there's a New Hampshire Democrat woman that's in trouble.
Yeah,
one seat.
It's iffy. Could go either way. But he's done. He won't be able to get anything through Congress. And he's going to have all kinds of characters running against him in the primaries. They're going to take him on. This is the year you have to run. If you're ambitious to run for president, this is the year on both sides. Because it could be wide open.
USA Today ran quite a story today. You remember after Trump defeated Hillary Clinton in 2016, there were forms of protest that included women who cut their hair. Remember that face?
Oh, yeah.
That fan. I always enjoyed that.
They all went to the hairdresser because they were so emotionally disturbed by Trump winning. I'm going to cut my hair. It's like, okay. Well, that'll fix things. You'll show him. That's not even virtue signaling. Like, what is that? Insanity?
Oh, before I tell you that, this story just flashed across. Oh, my God. The father of the 4th of July parade killer in Highland Park told the New York Post today that his son talked about a mass shooting in Denmark the night before he went on his own massacre.
Okay. Nothing roused dad, though, huh? Hey, Dad, you need another 5 guns? We can go down to the gun shop tomorrow. I can get you 5 more.
Here we go. The son said, oh, yeah, that guy's an idiot. But then the dad said, people like that amp up the people who want to ban all guns. That's how the conversation went. Oh, the son added that, right. That's what. I talked to him 13 hours before the massacre. That's why I guess I'm in shock. Like, did he have a psychiatric break or something?
Oh, you haven't noticed? Did you see his face? Did you?
He was with them the night before the shooting.
Did you see any of his rap videos? Did you look at the content of anything that he produced online? It was all about shooting people. Hello? Anybody in there?
He said, I've been here all my life, and I'm going to stay here and hold my head up high. I didn't do anything wrong. That's what the father's saying today.
Wow. I think we know why. I'm going to hold my head up high?
The story I wanted to mention that's bizarre, there are people that are, well, they're women, who are protesting the Roe v. Wade decision who have decided to do it by getting tattoos. And they're not ordinary tattoos. Are you ready for this list? Vaginas, uteruses, and coat hangers. Wow. You want to walk around with that on your body and show people. That's
vaginas,
your form of protest.
Uteruses,
and coat hangers.
And so how does that reverse the decision?
It doesn't. You're just trying to let people know that this is you're not happy.
Man, can you imagine meeting a woman and she's got vaginas and uteruses and coat hangers tattooed on her body? Well, you know you're in.
I don't think that would be a pleasant meeting.
You're in for a happy night, boy.
Woo. I would.
That's a fun girl.
I think I would run the other way. And then there's a question of where on your body is that tattooed? Where exactly have you tattooed these?
How does this help?
Symbols of your protest and anger.
Wow.
It doesn't help. But
tattooing
some people
your internal
have
organs? On your skin?
Apparently so.
I see.
And I imagine they'll be in places that people can easily see them. You wouldn't want it on your hip or something.
Well, why? Yeah, really? Why?
Maybe on your cheek, your face? That would be a sad thing.
Why waste the imagery and then cover it up with clothing? I mean, if you're going to do that, I mean, do it on your cheeks. Do it like this Highland Park guy, right? He had it all for everybody to see.
Just remember, before you do this, tattoos aren't that easy to get off. You have to laser them off, and it might not be your smartest decision.
Yeah. I'm going to see this tattoo generation when they're 45. They're going to be spending a fortune having that thing.
Oh, when you get baggy skin, you get older. It looks really bad.
Yeah, I know. Most bizarre thing. All right, so who's coming up next?
Conway.
Conway is?
Yes.
No kidding. Is he online here?
He's going to connect after Ken connects.
I see. Okay, so Conway's on next.
Yeah.
And Mark Rahner has the news. Is that right? Okay. All right. John and Ken Show, KFI, KOSD, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why GameBridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. GameBridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at GameBridge.io. Visit GameBridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.